Well, it's time for another letter home from your war hero. I don't think this tape's gonna contain any sound effects like the last one did. I'm taping this Saturday night, it's the 13th today, I don't have my watch on. I don't know if I ever told you, but I finally had to start wearing my Seiko watch. My Timex gave up the ghost. It was gonna happen sooner or later. But I think I'll have my Seiko by the time I go home. I got a whole bunch of interesting letters here from you lately. Got the one here in front of me that you, about Linda's, shower. Sounds like she's gonna be well fixed. Must have gotten a lot of stuff here, according to what you all wrote. Well, I knew I had a lot of slides home. I didn't think I had 400 yet. I got another, 100 sitting here, and I got another four boxes in the mail. I've been shooting up a lot of slides lately. I got some backlog. Good CA we were on. Really nice ships coming in into the LZs and all that. I wish I would have had my top gun. I got some stuff on the lens or something on this one. You see these little blue spots all over the sky. That ticked me off there, but I think I got it all cleaned out now. But Uncle Billy's saying, we must have more ammo than they got. Well, I've been running down to the ammo dump the last week, and, now that's a hassle down there. It wouldn't be so bad. Now, this time I had my paperwork all together. All I would have had to done is gotten out there and got my ammo. So you get in your truck and you pick up a loader and you go around to these big revetments. You got about 70 big revetments called pads. Well, it's different ammo stacked, and you got to get the right lot numbers and the right Dodak numbers on them. I had to make 2 days, take two trips. These guys just walk around and just stall and stall. It gets pretty irritating after a while. Well, I got all this ammo now. You see, we got our main ammo bunker. That's the one we got to keep picture perfect. You only put in there what you're authorized. And you can't touch that unless you get attacked. And it's, according to the book, it works, but in reality, it just doesn't. So I took one of the bunkers down in the perimeter, sandbagged in the windows, and dug it out a little more so I could lock the door. And this thing is piled straight to the door with ammunition. I kind of overextended myself this time when I went down there. But, I hope I never have to go down there again. The only ammunition we can't get is M79 rounds. They're rationed. We get a list down every month on a confidential list, how many rounds are authorized, and a lot of times we're not authorized any. And then we so often be able to pick up 504 rounds, which is 7 cases. Otherwise, I can get just about all the machine gun ammo I want. I picked up 80,000 rounds the last time I was down there. This time I only picked up, not more than 50,000 rounds. Got all sitting down in the bunker. Picked up some straight machine gun ammo. Straight tracer machine gun ammo. This is going to be fun to shoot up. And let's see, I picked up some CS gas grenades. Now this is a different type than the other ones I've seen. These are plastic baseballs, and they're just filled up with a powder. And you throw them, there's just a little explosive charge in there. It just cracks the plastic shell and spreads this dust around. This actually amounts to it's a dust rather than a gas. Something like that, boy. I was pretending to try and take home, except I don't know what in the heck I'd do with it once I got it there, but it's the real light little ones. We're going to have fun tossing these. Got 60 cases of smoke. Oh no, not hurting for machine gun ammo, as long as you can go down and, as they spend the time to get it. These gunship companies, we don't shoot up all that much ammo. Most of the guys just, pilots get a pilot that lets you test fire the weapons in the air, find a good free fire area. But like a gunship company, these Cobras, I can just chew up the ammo something bad. I was up at INK here yesterday, talking to a fellow with A Troop of the 717th up there, and their Cobras up there regularly shoot 40,000 rounds a day. That's one heck of a lot of ammo. Plus, figure all the rockets, it's at least 60 rockets. They try and have a 15-minute turnaround. Come in, get them rearmed in 15 minutes, and get them back out again. Here, I don't know what our Cobras here fire up at, but it's a heck of a lot of ammo. These gunship companies go in every day to get ammo. It's the only way to do it. Came to my attention here, and you think that I don't have any pictures of Dennis McKern. Well, I don't know how I avoided that. I think you might get one or two pictures of his back, but that's not going to help you. But actually, I can't get any pictures right now because only here about a week ago, he left for home. He's down Beloit right now. He'll be coming back, though. He'll be home, let's see, he said he's going to stay home 38 days. See, when you extend, you get a 45-day leave, but actually it's only 30 days. 15 days of that is supposed to be travel time. But what the hassle is supposedly you get 30 days from the day you leave Fort Lewis to get back. But they have so much trouble at Fort Lewis. Well, you figure how many guys must go through Lewis every week, just thousands and thousands. And they have many, many guys showing up several days late, AWOL, many, many days late, weeks late. Because after all, the slogan is, what are they going to do to me? Send me to Vietnam if I take a couple extra days? So, like McKern, he's authorized 30, but he said he's going to take 38. And we've had some guys come back with 60-day leaves, and what happens when they get, if they don't catch him at Fort Lewis, they bust a lot of guys in rank at Fort Lewis. They get back here, and this guy took a 60-day leave, it cost him $300. He still said it was worth it. You gotta be careful, though. You can take an extra 30 days at home and be AWOL, but on that 31st day, you're considered a deserter. Then the MPs go out and they pick you up, and, oh, gee, you can get in a lot of trouble, and I guess they still shoot deserters. Of course, this isn't a real war either, but... Well, we're now getting into the rainy season, the monsoon season. The last couple of days, it's been raining. Get about 4 o'clock out of the sky coming in over the mountain, just be pitch black and rain, and the guys that have been here last year says this is nothing. Wait till the monsoon season comes. If you get caught out in the open, it's like getting hit with a brick wall, just a solid sheet hits you and whump. What I think we'll do, Dave Lewis, the electrician, my roommate, pretty handy with electricity, we're going to get another locker and put it in here and put in some either flood lamps like I got in my drying cabinet down in the line or... he's got a little heater we're going to put in there so they won't have a place to dry our clothes off. These hooch mates, they're just dumber than... The other day it was pouring out in the morning when they got here. Been raining all night, raining when they got here. So, sure enough, went and washed their clothes anyway and hung them up. Plain stupid as far as I can see. I'd rather not have the clothes washed than have it sit out there for a couple days. Rain splatting around on them and dogs running around the company area playing with them. Okay, and here's a note for Pop about those cassette tape decks. Now, I just ordered mine through Paysex. The quarter 8090 stereo cassette tape deck. It's $55.60. And this will play through my amplifier on the auxiliary position, or it could play through the stereo console like you got on the tape position, just like you're doing with my Teak. What it can do is, I'll certainly be interesting to see how mine works out. Teak makes a stereo cassette, Scott, I got literature from Scott, and well, what you could do, I don't know any offhand that work on a 12-volt car battery, which I'm sure is he's wanting. I've never seen any over here. But what you could do, if you look in the 68 Paysex catalog, there's listed in there a stereo, a cassette tape deck, $32. It's made by AWA. And it's a little compact jobber, carry around with on your hand. And one of the guys here had them, and that thing put out some fantastic sound. What you could do is buy that, and then buy a tape deck like my decoder. That way you could have a portable one to go around and tape stuff, and then you'd have a good one back home to play it back on. This little AWA has a auxiliary cord that comes with it. Just plug it into the machine and plug it in the wall, and you can run it off the 110 volts. Save your batteries if you're anywhere near it. That's about the only thing I can suggest. The two of them would only cost about $80-some. I don't know if that's more than you want to pay or what. I think the tape deck goes for $100 or $200. It's fairly expensive. Yes, I did get my binoculars. They arrived in fine shape, except for they were misaligned. If you look at something, I don't know, maybe they came to you misaligned. You kind of get a double image. They weren't lined up. So what you got to do is take off the front there, and then there's a slip ring in there. You have to use a spanner wrench, or what Lewis and I did, we used fine screwdrivers to be very careful. You loosen up these slip rings, and then you just realign your lenses. We did that, and I'm satisfied with them. I have no complaints, except, like you said, the lenses are flat against your eyeballs. But I think they're supposed to be eye cups that come with those, or perhaps I can get them back in the world. But anyway, really have a ball with those. Boy, you go down the perimeter and you look around through the bushes and you can see the gooks down there. Look, watch the Koreans up on top of the hills around here. I'm very well satisfied with them. I don't think I could have gone wrong. I don't know if I ever mentioned about my Topcon. That little flash attachment pop is missing. That did not come with the camera. It's an accessory. Now, I thought I wrote when I got the camera that I was hoping that you'd be able to pick this up back in the world. Go to a camera shop that sells Topcon. I can't imagine it costs more than a couple dollars, what it is. If you can't get it, well, let me know, and then I'll order it through Paysex, have it sent home. Said I never had any use for it anyway, because I was using that flash. I'd be shooting from a tripod, and I'd hold a flash and bounce the light up off the ceiling. Produces a softer glow. There's something else you never commented on. Did you ever get the new Paysex catalog that I sent you? The, what is it, 6970 Paysex catalog, I think it would be? Yeah. It's pretty much like the old one, just some minor changes. By the way, I just got a letter from Paysex telling me that that order that with your Japanese dollar had been shipped the 22nd of August. Now I just got a letter from you that says you got your Japanese dollar, so that's pretty fast service. Got to do a little plinking this morning. I was putting a little machine gun ammo, 1,500 rounds in each bunker down on the perimeter, and I had an open can, and plus I had an itch to do a little shooting, so I brought down one of my machine guns. We got a free fire area off our perimeter. And I had another guy along. We took us a little while to shoot up 1,500 rounds. We let it cool after every couple hundred rounds. Boy, that barrel got so hot, I was just sitting there smoking. I had a little bottle of oil with me I brought along. I'd squirt some oil on that barrel, and just beat up in little beads and run right off. And I hit them plastic sandbags, burn a hole right through them. Took a long while for it to cool down. When we brought it back, we just let it sit there for a half hour before I dared to put in the solvent, because solvent's flammable, and I'm sure he'd have that hot barrel set the whole mess on fire. Had a good time, though. I'm getting pretty good shooting from the waist with that thing. Gonna kind of hate missing going back to world and never be able to do this again. We got done, though, on that bunker. We were just knee-deep in shell casings and links. Also for Pop, about that watch, well, I haven't been getting in many watches lately. They've had some Accutrons, but I don't know about these Accutrons. Even the cheapest one, I forgot what I said it cost, but see, they're 125 retail. I guess they're about 80 over here. That's a mighty plain-looking watch. I mean, it just—I know what it's supposed to be, but I mean, it's not day or date. It's just a small, plain-faced dial. Unless you read it close, you don't know really that it's expensive. It sure doesn't look expensive. I just can't see the money for it myself. One thing with these super accurate watches, even though you're carrying the correct time, what difference if the clock at work is set to another time and the clock at home is set to another time and somewhere else you go, their clock's set even different. Your super accurate watch isn't going to help you much. I think you'd be better off probably waiting until I get back, see what we can get. Bad news. Red Beach has now been open to the Koreans and the Dinks. Oh, by the way, Dinks is another word for the Gooks, the Arvins. That's bad. I was down there the other day. It's just nice to have a place where you can go where only Americans are. Koreans and Dinks and all of us, it just doesn't mix up, you know, the way the papers would like it. We don't get along too swift. Dinks happen to have some filthy habits, and well, we just as soon not mix, you know. There's no big comradeship like the paper would hit like to say there is between the two nations.